Even though today was a rest day for us as we continue to acclimatize, it was a very full day here in Nam Che Bazaar. And after breakfast, we made our way over to a local school, the Sri Himalaya Primary School. The school teaches nursery school to about grade 5, well actually to grade 5. The school is one of many in the village with 6 teachers instructing about 60 students. Karen, who had come to Nepal before in 2001, is a pediatric nurse practitioner working in Washington, in Seattle, in a ER, in a hospital. And because she has a special place in her heart for kids, Karen made sure that she brought many school supplies. And so this morning, it was a real joy for us all, George, Peter, Min, myself, and Karen, to watch all the kids as they were put through their morning exercises. And this is something they do on Fridays. They have exercises. They don't come in uniforms. It's a much more relaxed day for all the kids, and they really look forward to coming to school and having a great time. And it was terrific to see the appreciation from the teachers and the headmaster as they accepted pencils and pens and crayons and glue sticks. They were especially appreciative of, and many other books that Karen had brought with her from the U.S. and traveled all the way here to Nepal. In the afternoon, though, our team walked down the hill into the village center for some shopping. Nam Che Bazaar has all kinds of stuff. There are many things, Nepalese and Tibetan items here, and it's a lot of fun to sort of poke in the shops. A lot of mountain gear is brought here as well for sale to the tourists and for Sherpas that work into the Khumbu region. And beyond shopping, there's colorful characters to watch, Tibetan traders and other climbers, Maoists, cows, Zupkios, and dogs. Peter did his best impression of Dr. Doolittle today. Our tough New Yorker has a real soft spot for animals, and he made some great friends today on the four-legged kind. We all had another great day here in Nepal.